An Army veteran, James Armstrong ran a barber shop for more than 50 years. He counted the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. among his clients. In 1957, he initiated a class action lawsuit to integrate the Birmingham schools after unsuccessfully trying to enroll his two sons at an all-white elementary school. His sons did eventually become the first black students to attend the school. On the day in 1965, known as Bloody Sunday because of clashes between civil rights protesters and authorities, Armstrong led marchers by carrying the American flag. Those events helped ensure passage of the Voting Rights Act. Friends say he returned to carry that same flag each year on the anniversary of the march. Armstrong had been in failing health and died of heart failure. He was 86. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Yeager in Birmingham, Alabama.